New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. New Mexico Property Record Search Tool launches for deeds, permits, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New Mexico-specific portal enabling searches of property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating fragmented county record systems. Bookmark htcooknewmexico.propertychecker.com/ for quick access to consolidated NM property records. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Albuquerque commission rate hits 5.82% in 2026, per new survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.82% is the average real estate commission rate in New Mexico. New Mexico real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this latest local market data, review how Albuquerque real estate commission works, and explore strategies to help clients save on realtor fees. h/listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission-rate/New-Mexico-Albuquerque/. New Mexico real estate headlines. NM realtor commission rate tops national average at 5.82%. A February 2026 survey found New Mexico's average real estate commission is 5.82%, exceeding the national average of 5.70%. Local real estate professionals should understand how their compensation structure compares nationally when positioning services in the NM market. Review the full survey data at http://listwithclever.com/average-realestate-commission-rate/New-Mexico/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. HomeLight breaks down average NM real estate commission rates for sellers. HomeLight published an overview of typical realtor commission rates in New Mexico and what sellers can expect to pay when listing a home. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps NM agents and brokers competitively price their services and communicate value to prospective clients. Review the full breakdown at acutebudobut.com/blog/average-realestate-commission-rate-New-Mexico/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. New Mexico Building Permit Guide. Resources to simplify local permitting. This resource is a New Mexico-focused guide to building permits that brings together permitting guidance and municipal resources to simplify how permits are navigated. For New Mexico real estate professionals, easier access to permit guidance helps evaluate project feasibility, timing, and compliance risks before committing clients to construction or renovation plans. Review the guide before taking on permit-dependent listings or developments so you can direct clients using the exact municipal permit references in the New Mexico permitting workflow. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.